There are 8 museums located within the walls of the medieval town of Rhodes. They are: Number 1, the Palace of the Grand Master. Number 2, the Archaeological Museum of Rhodes. Number 3, the Church of the Panagia to Castru, Our Lady of the Castle. Number 4, the Decorative Arts Collection. Number 5, the Museum of Modern Greek Art. Number 6, the Hostel of St. Catherine. Number 7, the Jewish Museum of Rhodes. And number 8, the Museum of Ancient Greek Technology. Each of the locations can be found on the map by clicking the Explore Museums button. We will verbally describe each museum, but please note that a written description of each is available by clicking on their respective map marker. Let's begin with the one museum or site that every visitor to Rhodes should see: the Palace of the Grand Master. Walking up the Street of the Knights, at the top and to the right is the Grand Master's Palace. Opposite the palace, amongst the ruins from different historical periods, one can determine the ruins of the Catholic Church of St. John. The Grand Master's Palace was built below the Acropolis of ancient Rhodes, where originally the Temple of the Sun God stood. In the same place, in the 7th century, there was also a Byzantine palace, and then in the 14th century the Knights of St. John built the palace as the residence of the Grand Master as an administrative center. It was destroyed in 1856 by a large explosion of gunpowder that was hidden in the basement of the St. John Church. The Grand Master's Palace was then rebuilt according to the original drawings by the Italians in 1940. In 1988 it hosted the summit of the EEC. It occasionally holds exhibitions and major cultural events. These will always be listed on our events page. Another museum that is a must-see is the Archaeological Museum of Rhodes. It is housed in the Old Hospital of the Knights, built in 1440 and completed by the Grand Master Diabasin. This monumental and bioclimatically designed building now houses the Archaeological Museum of Rhodes, which exhibits archaeological findings from different parts of Rhodes and the surrounding islands. It also houses the Aphrodite of Rhodes, also known as the Crouching Venus of Rhodes. It depicts Aphrodite in the Crouching Venus pose, where the goddess crouches her right knee close to the ground and turns her head to the right. It is considered to be one of the most important hallmarks of Rhodes today. Next, at the foot of the Street of the Knights, you'll find Our Lady of the Castle Cathedral and Museum. The original core of the building was probably built in the 11th century AD. After Rhodes was taken by the Knights of St. John and between the year 1319 and 1334 the Byzantine church was converted into a Gothic basilica. During the period of Ottoman rule, this church was turned into a Muslim mosque, called the Interim Cami. The Museum of Modern Greek Art is housed in 4 separate buildings in the medieval town. The Museum of Modern Greek Art includes collections of paintings and engravings representing Greek art from the 20th century's distinguished artists, numerous sculptures, drawings, and documents. These collections describe the history of Greece over the last 100 years. It includes organized exhibitions of 20th century Greek art from nationwide and international talent, innovative artistic inventions in nature, reports on prominent Greek and foreign artists, historical documents/reports and other visual arts of Dodecanesian origin. The Hostel of St. Catherine is a hospice built in 1391 under Grand Master Heredia, by the Italian Domenico di Alamagna, who was an admiral of the Order of the Knights of St. John, also referred to as the Knights Hospitalier. The foundation charter of the hospice in 1391 states that it was founded in the Burgess of Rhodes, near the walls at the gate leading to the mole, already known as the Gate of St. Catherine from 1465. The situation of the building draws the eye, as it projects into the axis of the high street. The salient part carries the coats of arms of 1516. The hospice, exclusively intended for eminent guests of the order, was already in use from 1394 to 95. At this date traveler Nicole de Martoni described it as beautiful and splendid, with many handsome rooms containing many and good beds. In the Hostel of St. Catherine operates exhibition areas which expose the restoration work of the building, one-bedroom representation of Knights era and ancient deserts from the surrounding area. One of the most important museums in the medieval town is the Jewish Museum of Rhodes. The Jewish community of Rhodes is the oldest in Greece with the oldest synagogue. The Jewish Museum of Rhodes opened for the first time in 1997. Aaron Hassan, attorney, from Los Angeles and Rhodian third generation, is the founder and the one who inspired the idea of creating a museum. He noticed the lack of awareness for the unique history of the community of the local community and visitors to the island. So as a first step in October 1997, on his own initiative and funding, he opened his doors to an exhibition with photographs in the space next to the synagogue, where was the women's section. At the same time, he founded the Foundation Rhodes Historical Foundation, a nonprofit organization that was used as a vehicle to promote this goal and started collecting photos, stories, and material objects from Rhodians from abroad but also from various other sources from around the world as donations for the continuation of the purpose. Also created a website to be a resource for people interested in the history of the Jews of Rhodes and those planning to travel to Rhodes. Gradually, the motivation and the economic contribution of the community and individual donors' museum extended its area tripled and after repairs in 2006 reopened with renovated of interesting exhibits. And last, but certainly not least, is the tiny, yet amazing Museum of Ancient Greek Technology. View some of the unbelievable inventions, inspired by famous ancient scientists like Archimedes. The vision of the museum is to showcase the technological marvel of antiquity. The museum studies, highlights and presents to the Greek and international public a supremely important but relatively unknown aspect of ancient Greek civilization, technology, the primary role of which is indisputable in the development and flourishing of any civilization, let alone the ancient Greek one, which gave humanity unparalleled creations that we all know and admire, from the Antikythera calculating mechanism to the Parthenon. This is an overview of the museums located in the medieval town of Rhodes. Please check for visiting hours and any entrance fees. We hope you enjoy your journey through history.